They waited anxiously like condemned men do, almost certain that they'd be sent to jail for their roles in protests outside London's Israeli embassy in January last year. By the end of the day, 6 young Muslim men had been incarcerated, sentenced to periods of between 1 and 2 years each in jail for violent disorder.
The young men who were convicted were typically 19 or 20 years old. They were hard-working and educated, and many faced a bright future both personally and professionally. They expressed remorse for their actions, but said they were provoked by the police. The courtroom was packed full of family members, many of whom broke down in tears when sentences were passed.
The men were all punished for hitting and throwing missiles at police officers during huge protests outside the Israeli embassy in January 2009. They were also convicted of damaging property. The men said they were enraged by Israel's war on Gaza, which killed over 1,400 Palestinians. 2 cousins of one of the men had been killed by the Israelis 2 weeks previously. But the judge said their offences were serious. He said it was his duty to protect the public and pass down sentences which would serve as a deterrent to others. But many who attended the hearings felt the sentences were unduly harsh.
There was obviously very heightened emotions, and that's something that the judge did mention but didn't really take into account. So obviously there are grounds. They weren't protesting for no reason. There was a legitimate reason for them protesting against Israeli war crimes, and I think the reason they were there in the first place should also be taken into account.
Others felt the police were targeting the men because they're Muslims.
As you look at the way in which people were treated at the demonstration themselves, we've got evidence which suggests that Muslim people were stopped, searched and detained to a much greater extent than the non-Muslim demonstrators. The way in which the arrests themselves were carried out, most of the arrests came not at the demonstrations themselves, but in a series of dawn raids. When the defendants were granted bail, the judge said these cases have an international element and therefore we have to require people to submit passports and so on. Well, this doesn't normally happen.
Just last week, a human rights organisation accused the police of treating the protesters with brutality. The Islamic Human Rights Commission also said the police had failed to investigate properly over 30 complaints against them.
If you are a member of the Metropolitan Police Service carrying a long shield and a baton, then you're effectively immune from the extent and the remit of the criminal law. If you're a protester carrying a lightweight stick or perhaps a bottle of water and you throw it in response to police action, then you can expect to receive a hefty custodial sentence and effectively have your life ruined.
The Metropolitan Police told Press TV that it had learned lessons from the Gaza demonstration and will implement them in the future. But it said it had to balance the right to demonstrate against the need to protect the general public. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.